Welcome to another episode of A Modern Nonprofit Podcast. I'm Tasha Anderson. I'm your host today, but I'm here with my friend Jeff. Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background about what you've been doing and what specifically do you do for nonprofits?
Sure. Hey, thanks for having me today, Tasha. My name is Jeff Roman. I'm the co-founder and president of Epic. We're an agency that specializes in marketing and media for nonprofits, as well as for book authors, publishers, and we even do a little bit of film work as well.
I love that, Jeff. So we're going to talk today about one of my favorite topics, and this was really prompted by a conversation I was having with a client. So I had a client once say, you know, digital marketing, online presence, social media, that's just, you know, for awareness, and that's not really an opportunity to make any money. So I want to dive into that, because I really find it interesting as a business owner with an online presence, there are so many opportunities to share your brand and generate revenue and get leads and all of these things, right? Somebody once said to me, digital marketing is to get money or an email or both. And I think this is an area that nonprofits do not mirror at all in many cases what their for-profit counterparts are doing. But when you and I talk, we agreed this could be a possibility. So my first question is for you, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You work in the digital marketing space specifically for nonprofits, right? Which is really interesting niche. Tell us a little bit about some of the projects that maybe you're working on right now or for clients that maybe a nonprofit wouldn't have normally thought about.
Sure. And you know, at the time of recording this, of course, we're about to hit that magical 1 year anniversary of all things COVID. And so Yes. We've learned about the importance of digital marketing. Hopefully we've learned over the course of the last 11 or 12 months, just how important digital marketing is when we're all connected virtually. So Right now, some things that might be a little bit different in the nonprofit world that we're working on is, you know, we're working with a couple organizations that have books that have either been written by the founder or somebody key in the organization. And so we've integrated their book campaign into their social media and into their digital marketing. We're working with one nonprofit right now that has produced a daily newsletter, not about the organization, but it's actually their commentary on current events from a perspective of their founder's viewpoint and their key staff viewpoint. And so that's one where we've taken an email list from zero over 70,000 in the last 10 months. Wow. So when you talk about expanding reach and building your audiences, those are just a couple things that we're working on right now.
That's incredible. 70,000.
70,000.
From zero to 70,000 in less than a year.
You got it.
That's pretty incredible. So I think for many nonprofits, they might be excited to have a few hundred or a few thousand people on their lead list, getting their communication. And some of the clients that you work with, we're talking 70,000, which is pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that I think nonprofit people, you know, look at digital marketing as just some sort of social awareness and just to have a presence, just to have kind of an online, you know, mailbox or, you know, doorstep, if you will. And a lot of nonprofit founders and CEOs don't really think that this is an opportunity to generate any revenue or find new donors or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true or is that false? Is that short sighted?
Yeah, it's absolutely false. And that's actually a good thing that it's false. Every opportunity for engagement we have, whether it's in person, whether it's via email, whether it's social media, is another opportunity to tell our personal story. And it's another opportunity for these incredible nonprofits to tell their story. And I think the big thing to remember here is every time we get a chance to tell our story, especially in the nonprofit world, we're moving somebody who's familiar with our organization almost through a customer life cycle. I hate to use the word customer when we're talking about nonprofits, but you know, they are some of our toughest customers because they're trusting our nonprofit clients with their financial resources. And they're trusting too that the nonprofit will hit the right beneficiaries, do the good work, and that everything's gonna be to the donor's intent. So what we see is we see this evolution of somebody becoming aware of an organization and then engaging with the organization and then donating to the organization and then becoming advocates for the organization as well. And that life cycle will repeat itself throughout the duration of somebody being familiar with a nonprofit. So if somebody is not looking at digital marketing and really marketing in general keeping in mind all those key aspects, they're going to miss really a core piece of telling their story to the world and expanding their organization.
That's really interesting. So a lot of awareness, getting people tapped into your organization, which ultimately flows hopefully into increasing your fundraising base. So let's talk a little bit more about generating dollars, because, you know, in my experience, when I used to work for a nonprofit, you know, every little dollar counts. And sometimes we are very slow or hesitant to invest in things like marketing or the infrastructure in general, frankly. I remember, you know, I was talking with some of my team members on the accounting side that if we've identified a software that's going to cost a few hundred dollars more a month, but we know it's going to save a substantial amount of time, that's a no-brainer for me as a for-profit company. As a nonprofit that had a set budget, if I went to my CEO at the time and said, hey, I found this software, it's $300 a month, but it's going to save me quite a bit of time, I very likely would have been told, no, that's not in the budget, even though it's costing the organization more money. So I think about everything in terms of a return on investment, even for nonprofits, right? So how have you seen nonprofits leverage an online presence and digital marketing and specifically grow their fundraising base? So, you know, actually a connection between, you know, an increase in campaigning, an increase in activity to actually an increase in donations.
Yeah, it's a great question. And actually, as an agency that's coming into nonprofits and really as an outside agency, they're asking us that very question even before we engage with them. They want to know that there's going to be a return on investment for us coming on board and helping them with their mission. So the approach that we've always taken is we begin to identify every aspect of our work and how it relates to return on investment or return on ad spend. And it brings up some great conversations because they end up looking at their own internal practices with and begin to shift a mindset over to say, okay, let's look at how our Facebook post does relate to return on investment. And so I think a lot of that, the key importance goes down to tracking. So at least as an agency, what we do is every aspect of what we do for a nonprofit client is fully trackable, meaning that a Facebook post is trackable to will that person someday donate something. Email collection is trackable. So those different elements there, it becomes part of the journey to the donation. And if it's trackable along the way, then we can always point back to whether or not the investment was worth it.
Yeah, makes absolute sense. I love that tracking. And I think that for me and my business, and I'm sure for you, every single week, I have different meetings that we track the same metric consistently. Every single week to see, are we moving the needle here? And if there's a trend that we're not meeting our mark, then we need to pivot along the way. And I think nonprofits are starting to get more and more in line with benchmarks, but not specifically, I think, as it relates to conversion in the same way that a for-profit company might think of from a sales conversion. Right? So that's really interesting. So yeah, how do you see? Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say you're right. And that's part of that mindset shift. Is to get them to think more in line with how you and I would approach business.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about that if we have time, but I do want to get through kind of a few other questions that I get all of the time. And you know, especially in light of COVID, especially, you know, in light of this remote life and everything being more global, you know, I've had guests on here that was, you know, one of my guests a couple of weeks ago was a small local festival here in St. Louis. And now he had participants in the film and the production festival all over the world in different continents even. And so how do you think that, you know, digital marketing, especially now, is going to impact fundraising in the future for all organizations? Do you see a shift to more digital?
Yeah, I do see a shift. And fortunately for those that are ready to adapt and think maybe a little bit outside of the box and expand their way of thinking, they now all of a sudden, you know, you have a perfect example. You go from a local nonprofit to a global stage almost overnight. And so beginning to have a different outlook on how to approach that and taking some strategic processes and methodically looking at what you're doing internally and just making small little shifts to say, okay, is our website available in all countries? That's a pretty basic one. Are people able to support us financially from different countries? Do we have a way to identify people who are engaging with us from different countries or from different states if we're looking just here in the United States as well? So beginning to have some important dialogue and setting up some tracking mechanisms. You're going to see this word come up a lot. Setting those things up internally so we know what our reach is will help nonprofits adapt to what is becoming a pretty quickly a global, it is a global economy, even for our nonprofits.
I think that's interesting. You know, all of the things that online marketing can tell you about your audience or introduce you to audiences you didn't even know you had. And mm-hmm. I think you and I were talking several months ago, obviously when the presidential campaign was going on, and I had this epiphany moment, right? That this, spend the Trump or the Biden campaign a dollar and like help support and beat the opponent. And then I realized they don't actually want my dollar. They want my email address so that they can send me more information, maybe about their political party or they've identified people that have at least, if they're interested enough to go through the process to click through and enter your private information and give you a dollar, that they're likely interested in your cause, right? And so I think there's so many things that, you know, whether it's liking and sharing and social engagement or online donation giving or, open rates on your newsletters and all of these things that that it's telling you something about. People are interested in this, they're interested in that. That's very much what for-profit businesses do. There's very much what other associations, campaigns, those sort of things do that have really leveraged online marketing to mm-hmm. help narrow down or expand, I guess, their audience in more specific ways. So I thought that was really
interesting. One of the ways that we've encouraged our nonprofits is, of course, all of them want to see an increase in fundraising. But when it comes to email and collection of a potential donor, you know, if social media goes away tomorrow, we lose that interaction. We lose that community that's already connected to us via social media. However, if we know them through them being a part of our email list and our opt-in subscriber list, then we still have a means to communicate with them. And quite frankly, they're likely to be more engaged than the average person following us on social media. So we have some nonprofits where we've encouraged them not only, hey, let's establish a campaign for fundraising, but let's establish, as I referenced earlier in the conversation, let's establish a campaign for email collection and subscribers mm-hmm. and grow your database that way.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's really interesting the more you kind of start digging more mm-hmm. into marketing and how nonprofits can really leverage that. I think I read some statistics somewhere that 80% of Amazon sales come from upsell opportunities. And it's not quite the same thing, but I think about if you're getting a dollar donation or you're getting an email opt-in mm-hmm. over time by the follow-ups or the, hey, you may not know that we have this campaign or you may not know we sell these goods or you may not know that we support this cause. Would you consider supporting us? How much more could a nonprofit gain from Absolutely. Sharing those things? And you know, it's kind of like other buyers also purchased this or also recommended mm-hmm. for you. And it's like, okay, add that. Okay, add that. You know, it's really powerful. So
it really is. And we have a couple clients right now that are doing just that, where we've leveraged not only their donation campaigns, but their email campaigns, their newsletter campaigns, their merchandise campaigns, their book campaigns, mm-hmm. and all of them connect and relate to each other and play off of each other as well. So you really can't get away from them once you become aware of the organization.
Yes.
It's in a positive way because they're doing great work.
That's incredible. So this is a lot of really good information, but I know many nonprofits are going to have this feeling, it's only me, it's only a couple of us, this all sounds great, how do we get started, where do we even start, what should we, you know, I know, Jeff, I've talked with you this about even my own company, there's so many options out there,
right.
How do you even get started? So could you give us a few tips for, you know, a nonprofit, if they've not really tapped into this digital marketing space, what are some of your tips just to get started, or what should they do first?
Sure. There's some real basic ones. So first and foremost, when we run into this quite frequently is, you know, do you have a decent website? In today's day and age, I know that sounds almost crazy that we would even ask that question, but you would be surprised how many times that we work with a brand new client and they have a website that's not even fully functional. So we should be able to check that one pretty quick. The second thing that we should be able to do is to identify that we have a good quality donation page, so that somebody can support us financially. And then the third thing that we should do is make sure that we have those first two pieces integrated with a way to collect email addresses. So for example, if we have an option through donations or an option on our website for somebody to join our email list, and we have it linked with a service like MailChimp or Constant Contact, those are our first three elements that we really want to have in place. And then from there, let's look at our follower and understand who they are, and then figure out which social media platform is the primary one to engage with them on. I think the mistake a lot of nonprofits follow is when they do say it's time to do social media, they think they need to attack all of it at once. We encourage them to pick one platform that aligns with your followers, and let's begin there, and let's go deep and get a good process set up before you add on the next social media channel. So those would be kind of the quick little nuggets of what you begin to tackle first if you're just beginning a good digital marketing journey as a nonprofit.
Gotcha. And what are some of those, to tackle on, if I could take just a few more moments of your time. So we talked about some of those metrics. So I think sometimes nonprofits will default to kind of a marketing intern or, you know, maybe some other kind of an admin assistant will help do some of the marketing. Oftentimes I see a lot of times the grant writers or the fundraising professionals manage the social media of an organization. If that's the case, maybe that's fine, but what metrics should they be maybe tracking initially? Let's just go with, for example, Facebook. I think that's probably a pretty common one. And then to piggyback on that, would you discourage a nonprofit from starting there? Do you think they need to hire a professional? Because at some point, fundraising I see in the future shifting, and I see this even for my business, right? It's not the old school way that when I used to work in public accounting and you would get referrals and then the partner talks to the referral and, you know, you might close the deal. A lot of times, a lot of the people that hire us find us completely through social media, right? And so my way of finding business and my way of marketing is completely different. So I see a shift from having a team of grant writers, fundraising experts, maybe to really more of a marketing function that can help get them on a, you know, more of a digital marketing campaigns and bring dollars in that way. So that's why I'm a little hesitant sometimes when they delegate the responsibility of all their digital marketing to someone that really has no idea what they're doing. And I say that because I have no idea what I'm doing and I have attempted it and failed miserably, but tell us a little bit. So what do you think about who should be doing that within an organization or when they should outsource that? And then once they've identified that person, what are those things that person should be tracking? Make sure it's working.
So if we're talking about the basics when it comes to digital marketing, and let's assume we have a nonprofit that knows they need to place more emphasis on it, it's important to remember this statistic that we have about 13 years left of the baby boomers being the primary supporters of nonprofits in the United States. This is a very, very important number. So the disconnect is if we begin to talk about social media, and we're a nonprofit organization, our gut is usually to turn to a college intern in order to establish a social media presence. The challenge with that is you have somebody who's a college intern attempting to communicate with your primary supporter, who's a baby boomer, and there could be a little bit of a disconnect there. So the first thing that we need to have is just that general awareness that for the next 13 years or so, it's the baby boomer audience all the way that we need to really cater and communicate with first, and then work our way through the other demographics, of course. Then if we're looking specifically at Facebook, for example, of a new nonprofit starting out or a new emphasis on social media, the first thing that we encourage to take a look at is, are we moving forward as far as the number of impressions or our reach so that we know we're expanding our reach of communication on a daily or weekly basis? But more important than that is, are we creating content that's truly being engaged with? It all comes down to engagement, really. So from a metric standpoint, those are the first two primary metrics that we begin to look with our clients at and begin to educate them on where we grow from there. And then when it comes to the aspect of really who's going to be doing the hard work on this, that goes back to the size of the organization. So if it's a one or two person organization, then likely they're looking at the person who's going to be responsible for the work. But there's plenty of resources and tools out there and how to communicate throughout the different generations. If it's a larger organization, then more than likely they have to make a good decision to say, you know what, we're going to trust somebody who does this every day and allow somebody else to step in here and either teach us or take this role on so that we can focus what we're here to do, which is to help others and to serve our communities. And so that's where we see nonprofits really go next level, is when they have that awareness to realize that they're called to perform a work of service. They're not necessarily called to market and tell their story.
Right. Good points. Good points. So Jeff, this has been incredibly helpful. And I'm sure there's many people listening to this that want to know more, want to know some of those resources, or maybe get in touch with you, learn about the work that your firm, Epic, is doing. How would somebody either follow you, engage with you, or check you out online, or connect with you in any way? What's the best way?
Sure. You know, the best way is right through our website. So our website is Epic, that's E-P-I-C dot Inc, I-N-C. So it's epic.inc. And even on our website, we've even placed a couple of nonprofit case studies. So you can see what we've done for a few of our clients in the past. And certainly there's more case studies to share at this point as well.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, thank you again so much for coming and being a part of this podcast. Absolutely. And hopefully you all found this helpful. I'm going to add Jeff's contact information in his website in the show notes. So if you have any other questions, make sure to check out his website. Reach out, see if his firm can help you do some of this digital marketing stuff that we've talked about. Thanks so much, everybody, and we'll see you next time.